episode 1534, How to Grow in Your Faith.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people
happy,
drive
happy day.
By.
How is your weekend going so far? I pray that you are gathering up rest and readying your heart for what's in store this week. Today, it's Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's a soulful Sunday, a time of reflection, how to grow in your faith. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, the pace of your journey is met by the strength of your heart. Step into your purpose and learn how to grow in your faith. You were called to step out in faith, and faith not given by your own doings. Your deeds do not get the job done. No, they don't, but sometimes we think they do. How fast are you running from your life? Are you just trying to keep your head barely above water? The biggest obstacles in life is overcoming oneself, getting out of the way so God can step up his maneuvers. Have you ever watched those police shows? Okay, well, I have four boys, and yes, that's counting the husband. And so we end up watching some of those police shows that are out there. And it's very interesting to see the maneuvers that police men or women take when it comes to protecting the safety of the community. When you've got a reckless driver out there, he's going to come in with a pit maneuver to get that car out of the way so no one else gets hurt. Usually we're the ones driving the reckless car, and God's the police car, and he's trying to make a pit maneuver on you, but you keep getting in the way. You got to get out of the way. You see, God sets boundaries to not only keep us safe, but to keep us focused and directed where he desires us to go. God is an indescribable and incredible planner. And in that, you are called to step out in faith. But in stepping out in faith, it is expected that we are to grow in our faith. Yet what happens when you don't get your way with God? Do you throw a temper tantrum? You kind of slam the door in his face? You lose faith, don't you? Come on, be honest. This is a time of reflection. This isn't about right or wrong. This is looking introspectively at you, where you are in your walk, your relationship with God. Where does your spirit rest? When you step out in faith, you get jolts of overwhelm and fear because you may not know the reasoning behind God's direction, right? We don't always understand his pit maneuvers. God doesn't always share his heavenly planner with us. That's why you got to expect the unexpected. You never know what's coming around the corner. But most of the time, it's nothing but goodness. God wants to walk with you in your journey. As you learn and lean on God, that causes you to become more vulnerable with him. You grow in your intimacy with him, which in turn increases the level of trust. One of my favorite verses of all time, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. It's up to you to fit into God's plan instead of trying to make God fit into your plan. Did you hear it? God writes straight with crooked lines. I love that Portuguese proverb. Just let that soak in for a minute. God writes straight with crooked lines. When you're desiring to grow in your faith, it takes forsaking all and trusting in him. Faith is spelled F-A-I-T-H. Forsaking all, I trust him. It changes the word completely when you think of it that way. Forsaking all, I trust him. If you are willing to give up everything and trust God, you are acting in obedience. So, how do you grow in your faith? Obedience. Don't put a limit on your life nor your hopes. Let God set the boundaries and lead the way. That's living a limitless life with God and growing in your faith. In this season of your life, are you growing in your faith? Are you creating space for God to show up so you can walk in faith? Are you that reckless driver that's trying to control it all? You want things your way. It's my way or the highway. God, you better get on board with me because I'm not getting on board with you. How's that working for you? Maybe you need a pit maneuver today. You need God to intervene. But in order to do that, you have to open up your heart. You have to create space for God to show up. And then you look at your obedience. You see, your obedience is your faith metric. We all want to measure up to something. Look at your obedience. How much are you hanging out with God? How much are you willing to give up in order to grow in your faith? This is only a question you can answer. So be prayerful today in the way you should go. Ask God to join you in your faith walk, in your journey. The pace of your journey is met by the strength of your heart. Allow God to build your faith through your obedience. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. Walk by faith, forsaking all. I trust him. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.